Public Relations Officer of the Bitini Carnival Committee, Teddy James, said a packed program of activities is in store for patrons this weekend.
This weekend coming is the climax of Bitini Carnival activities. We have on Thursday night, which is the 12th, night mass, and Friday the 13th would be our Queen Show, which goes into Juve on Saturday morning. Then we have Kiddies Carnival at 3 on Saturday afternoon, and we climax with the street parade, the street jump up in the afternoon. We have permission to go up until 10, and we're hoping that we can utilize all of the time. We know that there are issues sometimes with a bit of violence in Carnival, and I want patrons to remember that once there is any violent activity, the police will close down the activities before the time allotted.
Mr. James said patrons can expect the usual high standard in the Miss Bitini pageant 2014.
This year, we have Solange Fernandez. She's Miss Follower Boutique. Chantal Johnson, KDLT, is her sponsor. Onika Joseph, she's sponsored by Red Dog Garage. Shannon Lawrence, she is Miss Touch of Paul. Nikisha Sanders, she is Miss Keto Heavy Equipment. Danica Hunter, she is Miss People's Pharmacy. And Nadine Davis, she is Miss Prime Consulting. And all these sponsors are business persons from the Managua area. And patrons can expect the usual high-quality show that we put on here in Bitini every single year.
And Mr. James said revelers will take to the streets of Mespo from 5 p.m. on Saturday for the final event.
The street jump-up will start from the bridge at the police station at about 5 thereabout. It goes right up to the Bennett Junction, and it comes back down and up again. We have permission to go until 10. Basically, we have some of the soca artists for this year and show. We also have Danovan, DJ Danovan. And you can expect the usual high-quality display on the street of Bitini for the street jump-up.
Public Relations Officer of the Bitini Carnival Committee, Teddy James. Bertil Maloney, reporting for NBC News.
Carnival is here again.